Start video transmission. Okay. Oh, there we go. All right, now I'm going live.
We're doing it live again.
My video resolution is some weirdo video resolution. Why does it say that?
We promise it's better than the Men in Black sequel.
Which one?
The second one, Men in Black 2. Hey, I can see us.
Can you see us?
It had Rosario Dawson.
True enough, but it's a mostly terrible movie. And I actually think Men in Black 3 is much better than Men in Black 2. Men in Black 3 should have been Men in Black 2.
Agreed.
So the reason we're kind of starting mid-talk here, everybody, is because YouTube has been screwing with me here and not letting me actually start a goddamn stream. I started talking about Disney parks, and things just went weird. So we seem to be connected now. I'm waiting for the preview.
That reminds me
to catch up.
I don't know if anybody is a fan of Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. But
oh, here we go. Oh no, his kid showed up again. he just started talking about Art Bell and then died a horrible fucking death.
You're like, pull the plug.
Got him. Did you hear helicopters just before he went off?
I need to screenshot that. He's all like. He looks like George Bush.
He died. He died a horrible death. I'm going to put his back in two camp. He's having a real tough time. So we're all having a tough time. I've moved offices. I'm downstairs. I've created this whole new thing, and I'm trying to create a set so when I do videos that I'll have actually, you know, sitting down. I've got some things I want to try out. I'm going to see if I can make this work with that set rather than doing this goofy green screen. So we'll give it a try. And, you know, the headline of this, we're going to give it another try. I bet he jumps in on us again. But we're going to give it another try here. I'm going to talk about the Disney Hollywood Studios. Should I mute him when he comes on? Just mute the son of a bitch. Oh no, I'm infected.
Oh, you've got e-corona. Internet COVID.
Oh, shit.
Hey, you poured yourself on a camera.
No, you're not kicked out. I just closed my damn Chrome.
Those were cool.
I got one of those notifications. I allowed a notification someplace I shouldn't have, and now I'm screwed. I just have to go into my settings and remove those notifications.
I love the delay. I have my phone on to watch it for comments, you know, that way we can comment quickly enough, because that's always been a complaint. It's about a couple of minutes or so behind, and I'm gone. And I'm just sitting here looking at it. What the hell's going on here? It's like living in the past.
Well, you started talking about Art Bell, and you immediately died. Okay, so you're not the only one getting a buzz in the audio. So something is up with my. I think I know what it is. I think I know. I have a.
Oh yeah.
I have me.
And you're dead. Or you're here. Oh.
Okay, for the moment, I'll go to this microphone, and let me try switching it back. Can you guys hear me okay? You probably can't. They can't hear me. But that's okay. I will change it. Let's see. Okay. All right. Let's see if that gets rid of the buzz. You guys hear a buzz? Okay, now I can't hear you. Why can't I hear you? Oh, I know I can't hear you. Wrong. So I work in this for a living, everybody. I bet you didn't know that. Okay. Now I gotta tell my Skype, because I can't hear you guys at all. I can hear nothing. Okay. So, that's it. Yeah. Maybe you guys can use the nope, wrong one. Okay, now why can't I hear you guys? Or are you still playing with me? Now I can hear you.
Oh, you hit a button. There we're back.
I hit a button. Now everybody's back. Boone's baby is buzz gone now. So I got this USB hub that I hooked up to everything, but I guess when I hook up the microphone, it causes some problems. So I won't do that anymore. I'll hook it up directly into the computer. This is what happens when you move down offices, guys. You got to hook up everything again, and nothing works the way you expected it to when you left it.
Have you been demoted in your own house?
Yeah, well, I would call it a promotion. I took my daughter's room, and it's got higher ceilings, and it's got can lights in the ceiling, which gives me more light to do videos, and it's bigger, and it's away from everything. So I can be as loud as I want in here, and nobody gives a shit.
Oh, so you got your own torture chamber.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yep. Yeah, I got a little power pit down it. Here, you know. It puts the lotion in the basket. So thank you, Boone. I apologize. We're still working out the bugs in this new one, but hopefully things will be much better. But yeah, I've got RGB lighting. I've got all kinds of stuff going on here. It's going to be nice when it's all done.
Very fancy.
So I don't even have any rum. This is just root beer.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I ran
You're
out.
You're not one of them Puritans, are you?
No.
Teetotaler.
No.
We got no room for that here.
No, I just forgot to go get some. I think the alcohol killed so many blood brain cells that I actually forgot to go get more alcohol. Clearly a problem.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know if it's a problem that's apparently fixing itself.
It's a minor one that needs a solution.
That's right. That's nature taking care of things.
Yes. life finds a way.
Your liver is communicating with your brain. You got to shut down that booze center. He'll just buy more.
That's right.
You tell that liver to shut the hell up.
Fuck you, liver.
Mind your own business.
Punch yourself right in the liver,
Kathy. Yes, go ahead.
I'd punch myself in the liver, but I'd probably break my knuckles at this point. Goddamn brick. So anyway, I'm going to retell the story here. So we're going to start in. I went to Disney Hollywood Studios. I was talking that I went back in 1995. Honeymoon with my first wife. And back at that time, we went to both Universal and Disney Hollywood Studios. Back then, they still called it Disney MGM. So at that time, Universal had been up, I don't know, maybe 5 years at the most. And clearly, one of those two companies had been in the amusement park business for 40 plus years, and it wasn't Universal. Now Universal's been in the theme park business for over 30 years. And I went there a few years ago, and I wrote up a story on it on the blog that shall not be named.
Live Journal?
Yeah, something like that. It was MySpace. Friendster.
That'll we didn't listen.
We didn't listen. So I went to the Harry Potter world, because Harry Potter to my daughter is like Star Wars to us Gen Xers, right? And the Diagon Alley, which is the only part we went to, Universal's got it figured out. We'll build a second theme park. We'll put Harry Potter in both of them, and you have to pay two tickets now. Oh, like, that's evil.
That ain't gonna last.
I respect it, but it's evil. But we went to the one that was in the main Universal park, and it's called. It was a replica of Diagon Alley. So if you've been to, if you've watched the movies, you know what I'm talking about. That's where he buys his wand and. There's shops and stores and stuff there. And it looks like you step into the movie. I honest to God, it looks like you step into the movie. So that brings me to Disney Hollywood Studios. I go to, they still have Star Tours, which has been around since they built it in the same place. But now they've built this Galaxy's Edge. And Galaxy's Edge is generic Star Wars place. It's not Tatooine. It's not Mos Eisley. It's not Endor. It's not Hoth. It's generic Star Wars land for Star Wars. Oh, wait. Now, there was the Millennium Falcon, a full-size replica of the Millennium Falcon that you could, you know, take pictures and the line.
Can you walk around. In it?
No.
Oh, fuck off.
But it's part of the Smuggler's Run ride. So when you go into that ride, it's like you're walking the hallways of the Millennium Falcon and you go into a waiting area that has the chessboard and it's set up just like the, you know.
These are all things that you know.
These are all things that you know.
The implication is that you are on the replica one outside, but there's two of them so you can move the line faster.
There are, so here's how, what you do is you go in, there's like six people in the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon. Two people in front, one person gets the left and right, and the other one gets the up or down, because that makes sense. I don't think Han would have gotten through the asteroids if that's how the Millennium Falcon was actually set up. But okay, I get it, it's an amusement park ride. And they do down is up and up is down, like a pilot's, or a flight stick. So I did that because I'm actually quite used to that. I even invert my mouse when I'm playing a first person shooter. But Jesus. My wife would have gone, she would have wrecked us into a planet or something. So, but that person,
your flight who does had the, a connection with the Empire State Building.
Yeah. But then so I'm in Chewie's seat and she's in Han's seat. But the person in Chewie's seat gets to pull the lever to go into hyperspace, which I'm like, well, that's not the side that should be on, but I'm happy that I get to do that. I'm nitpicking the fuck.
Well, actually,
worst ride ever. No, it was actually manager. What was pretty impressive about it is that you did not have to wear 3D glasses, but it felt very 3D looking out the window, the cockpit window. And you go, it's on rails, but you can guide it a bit. But, and then you have two people on the side. They're like gunners. And the thing lights up. So it lights up, hit the button when it lights up. Here's a food pellet. You hit the lighted button. Very good. But the
food pellet?
Yeah. You know, like a rat in a maze.
Oh, so, you get your little cheese or soil.
Yeah.
Green.
Yeah. Here, the button lights up. You hit the button. Very good. I'm shitting on the ride a little bit, but it actually was quite good. It was fun, and it was thrilling. Now, what they do is you go in and they shut the cockpit doors like you would expect, and right. then the whole thing is on some sort of I don't know what it's on, a gimbal or something. Yeah. And a new cockpit comes in. They shove in some more people. Then the next, they have like six of these on a turning thing that just slides cockpits. It's pretty clever, really, because they're moving people in and out of the Millennium Falcon. I was like, there's no way you're getting six people on per. There's. I was like, how are they doing this? Well, my wife left her drink on the thing, and we had to wait for six people to fit up their rounds where she could get her bottle. And you're going to get your bottle because it's, you know, $17 for a bottle of water. So you're going to get the fucker.
So it sounds like they learn from Pirates of the Caribbean or the Haunted Mansion, where it's basically just a giant rotating
right
thing. You just, it's in, out, in, out,
and that's,
in, out.
That was the hallway we went down. There's other hallways that go down to other gimbals where they have all these. So I would love to see the inner workings of this thing because it's
probably a technological wonder.
It is. It was pretty amazing. The other ride they have that I did not go on because I didn't reserve in time, and forget it if you don't reserve in time, is their Rise of the Resistance. But if you've been on some of these rides on tracks with the 3D glasses on where they project characters or they project things while and superimpose it onto some real stuff that's out there, you kind of get the idea. And a lot of these, I mean, it's great, but I really wanted to go onto the Millennium Falcon ride. But I mean, overall, I was like, at one point, you know, you want to be immersed in it. Like in the Diagon Alley, did I ever feel like I was in the illusion was never broken. They did a great job in this because to be fair, I'm going to give them a COVID pass on this because they had to keep people separated and all that kind of stuff. But they opened up the, you know, for staff only big doors where they move big shit in and out of it and that kind of stuff. And then they had these cheap, I mean, they had tied rope to these posts to wind you through a line. So now you're back behind it where you see the rafters and you see unfinished portions of mountain that they stuck up there. Just completely breaking the illusion, you know. All of a sudden you're in, you know, you got some, you know, union guy back there, you know, what do you want, Charlie? You know, so.
Well, it's not like they were necessarily planning. Well, maybe you would want to take that kind of thing into consideration. If you're going to build a 3D, essentially, universe, you should probably continue the illusion just in case.
Yeah. Well, again, they didn't design this with COVID in mind.
No, I'm with you on that.
Kind of giving them a pass on that a little bit. But it was already... God damn it. Why can't I keep you guys the same size? I thought I'd put these properties in there so it wouldn't do that. Now your windows are shifting all over the place. God damn it. Hate my life.
Hard hitting.
That's right. So, I mean, the rest of it was stand in line for like shops, stand in line for you had to reserve to get into the cantina. Which was just a restaurant, you know. They were selling, the only thing I could, there was also no, you're supposed to be like, you're a resistance person sneaking into this spaceport, I guess. That's the story. But everything's in Star Wars text, you know, that Erebush or whatever they call it.
Oh, that weird, looks almost like Hebrew.
Yeah, it's not a real language. So you really don't, the only thing I recognized was a stand with a droid that was red, and it clearly, even though it was an Erebush, it was clearly selling Coca-Cola because it had the brand recognition. I know that, you know. But
Things you know.
And then they're selling the blue milk. It was 90 degrees out, 89 degrees out, with about 93% humidity. It is swamp ass as far as the eye can see. And you happen to wear your mask all the time. So, which by the way, I found out 3 days later, they removed the mask restrictions for being outside. It's like, fuck me. I don't usually get queasy on rides, but I got a little queasy because I had to wear the damn mask. And you know, if you breathe a little heavier or something, and then you're like,
yeah,
you're not taking in air anymore. And it's just, it's not good.
So, and you're also doing the absolute worst thing you could possibly do, which is breathing in the shit your body's trying to get rid of.
Yeah, you're sweating in the mask. This, you know, bacteria.
That's just dumb as fuck.
It is. The whole mask thing is dumb as fuck anyway. Don't even get me started on that. But, you know, then when you find out if I'd waited a couple of days, we wouldn't have had to wear it outside anymore. I was like, son of a bitch. So
I'm really hoping that by 2023, this will all be normalized and I can go with my family and not have to wait in line to go to a store. Come on now.
Where are you at? I mean, you know, state. What state?
South Carolina.
South Carolina. Okay. So I'm not our Walmart here has already said you don't have to wear a mask if you had your vaccination, but they're not exactly checking anyone. I mean, they're not, give me your papers, please.
Papers.
They're just like, whatever.
It's the honor system.
That's absolutely absurd. They dropped the nonsense here over the past couple of weeks. And I was like, well, you guys are finally catching up to me because I've ignored them for months now. I just reached the point, I was like, I don't care anymore.
I wear it only if somebody makes a stink out of it. Because I just don't have the patience or the time to fight to go into a Quick Trip and get a hot dog. I don't give a shit that much. I'll put on the fucking mask because I just want to get on with my day.
But there are places here where they have the sign where you have to do it. And I was like, I do what I always do, which is, okay, I see it. And then I completely ignore it.
We know,
and I just go about it.
6 months from now, it's not going to be, why aren't you wearing a mask? It's going to be, why are you still wearing a mask? Aren't you inoculated?
Not all of them. Have you seen some of these people going, I still wear the mask because I don't want people to think I'm a Republican. It's like, oh, fuck. You're a cult. This is a cult.
Wear a mask that says Biden Harris on it.
Secular religion, I'm telling you.
It is. It's a goddamn cult.
Yeah, it's goofy as hell. And it's probably Disney's fault.
Probably. So the park itself, they didn't have the other one I really wanted to go to and they didn't have running was the Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular. Supposedly it's coming back, but it wasn't running. And there was a fair amount of shows and things that weren't running. And the other stuff was fine. Like I said, you know, it's 95 degrees out. It's 93% humidity, nothing but swamp ass everywhere. And they're selling milk. And all I'm thinking is, you know, the Anchorman. Milk is a bad choice.
That there's a whole lot of not thinking going on.
Yeah. Give them that blue milk and then send them on a ride that jostles them for about 20 minutes. And then good luck cleaning up. Yeah, that one stink like to high heaven.
You know, they've got like one guy who's all his job is cleaning up puke.
Yeah.
He has to do it like 20 times a day.
Pukeman first class.
I got more puke for you.
Whole lot of spit over here. I'm still on the fence about whether I'd recommend it or not. It's, you know, there's too much. There's almost, other than the Millennium Falcon itself. And this was not in Galaxy's Edge. I don't think I saw one classic trilogy thing in there.
Of course not. Why would you?
The X-Wing that they had. Oh, no, there was Luke's land speeder that was kind of on display. Although, whether it was his or not, or whether it was the same model, it was hard to tell. But it was sitting next to some old junker. But as far as anything that was original trilogy, nothing. Now, the Star Tour still had an Imperial Walker out front and some trees of Endor. And
are they cell phone towers for 5G?
Some of them might be.
Tree trunks?
Yeah, like just the trunks and then like some platforms around them just for decoration, but they don't go all the way up or anything. And then when you get in line and get behind them, you got the big girders. You can see them, you know.
But it sounds so expensive and so half-assed.
Yeah, I mean, what was not half-assed?
It only goes certain. Oh, it's just ridiculous.
They had 3PO and R2 in the Star Tours ride, but the Star Tours ride has been there since, you know, 92 or whatever, 89, wherever they opened the fucking thing. And they've updated the ride itself as far as what's on the screen and everything, but, you know, it's been slightly modernized, but it's all 3PO and R2, and that's about
right.
It. The rest of it is all... Oh, and the merchandising. Not that I succumb to that sort of thing.
No,
but
not that you're in the pocket.
No. I didn't bring home a full on $170 lightsaber. No.
Oh, what now?
Should I go get it? I should go get it.
Yeah, no. It's
you two talk amongst yourselves.
$200 lightsaber.
You too.
Keep my respect levels for you at the level they are now.
No, no, it's I
nobody wants to see you whip out your lightsaber.
No, I fully succumbed to this, and I am sorry, but I had to. 1 minute
with alcohol abuse. He thinks everybody wants to see his lightsaber. He disappears too. Look at that.
You've got to walk offset. You got to maintain the illusion, Yoda. I know he can't hear me, but
this is what happens. This is when corporate greed takes
over. I designed this command console for him, and he behaves as if it's not there.
Oh, he's back again from the netherworld.
Yeah, so I've always wanted one of these, and it went off. Okay.
It so always that is, goes off quickly.
That is prop level right there.
Is it?
Yeah, it's metal. It's the original Luke Skywalker, and it's what I always have wanted, just because I've always wanted it. Well, I look up master replicas and shit on eBay, and those damn things are going for $600-700 last time I saw. So I figure $170
something fine. You attract bugs with to zap them.
Well, it has its practical uses.
I hope you get a lot out of it. I legitimately do.
Also, it's like you've got a portal gun behind you. Like you've got like your studio, but then you open up the portal and there's the Last Movie Outpost control panel.
Yeah, it's a green circle on my chair.
You're clearly a time traveler between dimensions, if it's even possible.
This is how we get hit. Look, I believe you kind of came up with this idea of a portal, Pops. So that's how I get to the outpost as I step through the portal.
That was Brundle's, man. That was Brundle's idea.
It works. Here I am, man. Here I am. So that was my story. I will be putting together a video, take all the clips I put together, show all the different things I saw, show all the merchandising. There was clearly a emphasis on Mandalorian and Baby Yoda. Because at least they know what the hell the people want.
Did they have any Cara Dune stuff? Please tell me they had Cara Dune stuff.
No, she does not exist in this dojo. Not anymore, buddy. Did they cancel? They canceled her series then? I'd heard that. I'd heard they canceled her series.
In favor of some guy series, I'm sure.
Yeah. Another woman gets pushed out for some man.
Terrible.
Way to go, Disney.
When my kids are 8 and 10 and I have a spare 6,000 lying around, we're going to do that freaking Starship Hotel thing they've got that's got that 2-day immersive experience shit. My kids are going to eat that up.
My understanding is they're going to build that next to the Galaxy's Edge, or it's going to be part of it.
Yeah.
So you can go to the resort or whatever. I was just shocked. I would really like to know how they did that lightsaber. Did you see it? It actually comes up out of the hilt, and it.
Oh,
looks,
I think they just excite it a little bit.
Well, fap. The
dick.
Yeah. you gotta take it out for dinner, you know, and it'll perform.
Yeah. Wind down a little bit.
They threw it. She held it up. She dropped a couple of blue pills in it, and up it came.
Oh, well, depends on how many of those blue milks you had first.
that's how they mix the pills. It actually seems to work. I mean, it looks very legit on a video. Like I noticed that this lightsaber on camera glows a hell of a lot better on camera than it does in real life, where it looks like a blue fluorescent light.
You spent $200 on a low light flashlight.
Yep.
At least when, you know, you get a tornado or whatever the hell it is you deal with, you can just walk around with it on and get everybody to the bunker.
I'm one of those tactical flashlights that burns a spot on the moon, man.
Yeah,
I'm hoping to use it to land planes one day. You know,
oh, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's just, it was more about the hilt. I just like that metal hilt, and I like girth. Yeah, none of the ones
you can really grab it.
Yes. Well, that's what the blade is for. It's nice and smooth and acrylic. Vaseline goes on it quite nicely.
Anything else you care to talk about?
You know, I don't know why I talk to you guys. I really don't.
look at, if I had the choice, I wouldn't talk to me.
I am opening my soul here, and you fuckers are just pissing on it.
Do you like when you grab the hilt, if your tips of your fingers don't touch, that way you know you've got a really good strong one?
That's why it makes the noise.
Oh, that's when you know he's happy.
That's right. How many viewers we got left now? Three.
They don't want to hear about grabbing lightsabers?
Apparently not.
Well, that's too bad.
I can't even tell if we're still streaming or not.
It's still going
on my phone.
Okay. Because it's going spinny, spinny, spinny. So I don't know.
Apparently five people watching this. And to those five people, I just have to say, I'm very sorry.
I know. It's the worst stream ever. Dom? You have
less to do than we do.
God damn it, Dom.
What? I didn't do shit.
Tell me all about, what is it? Army of the Dead. Tell
us. I made all it about 7 minutes the first time and it fucking sucked.
That's as far as you went? It's 7 minutes.
Well, the first time, and I attempted it again out of respect for reviewing and journalism. But the fact of the matter, I gave up pretty quickly after. I couldn't take it. But the first 7 minutes of Army of the Dead are some of the worst. It's one of the ugliest things I've ever seen. And it's... I struggle with who the hell decides these are the choices we're going to make. Visually, script-wise, the dialogue in the first, 10 minutes, I went back, it's got to get better. It doesn't. The dialogue is awful. It's on that level of, if you watch, Sharktopus or...
don't smirching Asylum Studios.
Yeah, don't shit on Sharktopus.
I have Sharktopus because my kids love it. But if there's one thing I'm gonna do, I'm gonna shit on the Asylum because they're phony.
They're, I had Sharktopus, but I got Stolen Valor. Penicillin will do that.
Asylum is Stolen Valor when it comes to B movies. They ought to be ashamed of themselves. They're doing it on purpose, and you can't do that. But it's that level of dialogue. It's forced exposition. You're just trying to get everybody up to speed and trying to move everything along. And then at the same time, you have this really ham-fisted attempt at trying to make these characters who are saying lines feel like real people. And it falls flat. It crashes. It's like a meteor. It blows up. It's just a shit cloud. It's an atomic nuclear shit bomb of shit radiation. Everything's shitty. It's awful. And look, I'm not the biggest Zack Snyder fan. I'm not a fan of Zack Snyder. And it was everything you don't like about a Zack Snyder film. That first 10 minutes sums it all up. It's ugly to look at. It's depressing. The people in it you don't give a good goddamn about. Their dialogue is terrible. And it sounds like they're reading. It's not even... The dialogue doesn't even flow naturally. It doesn't sound like somebody talking. It sounds like somebody reading lines, and the other person, you can see, they're just waiting for their cue to respond. They're not seeing this. They're not really processing. Get a six-pack of beer, possibly a stronger IPA or double Russian oatmeal stout, something with an ABV of 8. Start the movie when you first crack open your first beer and drink your way through it until you get to about the sixth beer and then decide whether or not you want to move on.
Sound advice.
Because it's ugly. It is just ugly. It's focusing issues and it's one of those things where when Netflix shoved a bunch of money at Zack Snyder, they should have like maybe put in the contract or whatever. You have to hire competent people. You have to hire somebody who's going to say no every now and then, because otherwise you're going to unleash a plague of awful. Not that I could probably make a better film. I guess I probably couldn't. I'm not a filmmaker. But it's just within 5 minutes, you're like, why are we doing this? 30 seconds, you're like, why is it? What? Why? Why is you're focusing? What are you doing? And you just it compounds and it basically snowballs from there. And you're just like, I got 7 minutes. I'm like, I can't do this. I physically cannot do this. I'll go watch Justice League before I watch that again.
Did Snyder direct it or write it, or what's his involvement in it? Wrote and directed.
And you can tell. That's the problem. Slow-mo? When he did 300, he at least had, you wouldn't believe. But when he did 300, there was a source material, or even Watchmen, there was a source material, and you had, you basically had your film made for you. You just had to follow the panels of the comic book, which when he did more or less faithfully, at least with, I think, 300, it's the one I know. Yeah, okay, it's not bad. You're fine. It's a movie. This is just like,
If you want to see like a great comparison of Zack Snyder's talents, just watch Watchmen and Sucker Punch back to back. Because he made those back to back, and one of them is a competent movie that makes a deal of sense and has some great framing and shots and things, and the other one is one of the ugliest movies I've ever seen.
Sucker Punch is ugly plot, ugly. I mean, I'm not one to talk about, exploitation of women and all that, because I think 9 times out of 10 it's bullshit. They're just trying to find stuff. But that movie does kind of exploit women in this way. No, you don't get
it, Yoda. It is an anti-exploitation
movie. Yeah.
Is so that you understand that it's about exploitation.
You shouldn't be
looking at them that way.
Is that the secret? You can say, I'm a feminist, I'm going to say something about exploitation, and then you can make cuties?
That's how Joss Whedon does it.
Yeah. Why the hell not?
Say, I hate child porn, so I'm going to make cuties to show how much I hate child porn. Which is basically fucking legit child porn.
It's art, and clearly we don't understand it. And
clearly we don't understand it. That's what Sucker Punch is. I think people like Watchmen solely on the basis of such strong source material. I still think he fucked it up. I think he completely fouled up that movie. I think he missed
the point. Never read it, and so I guess I have a different. It's not bad.
It's not.
It's okay.
It's good because, well, you might give the source material a try. I'm assuming you've read it.
I should.
Read it. I admittedly kind of zoned out during all the pirate stuff.
I did too.
Yeah. I'm glad they left that out of the movie.
Yeah. They do have that figured out, but they added an animated the black sales edition or whatever, where they add that back in, but it's all what's it called?
Tales of the Black Freighter.
Yeah. Tales of the Black Freighter or whatever. But I that was one of the things I didn't really like, but the problem I have with the movie is that the book makes these people look kind of pathetic in a lot of ways. They dress up in the costumes and everything, but none of them are superheroes and none of them are cool. That's kind of the point. It's like, they're all washed up and they're looking for this, the only two that have power, which is Ozymandias and whatever his name is, Captain Atom. I don't care. Mr.
Nail on the head. Nail on the head.
Yeah. Mr. Blue Dick. Dr. Manhattan. They're the only ones that I kind of understand that you got to do some real shit to fix things. And the others are just kind of, they're looking for something. I mean, he uses impotency and things like that. Then the only way they can do anything is to be superheroes, which they're not really. And in the movie, he makes them look so cool. I'm like, that's not the point. You're supposed to not, they're not cool. They're not
he
slick.
He has a superhero fetish.
Well, yeah, but he has it in a way that it misses the point entirely. It's like you don't make the Watchmen look cool. You don't make Superman like, you know, into a complete and utter murderer. You know, he doesn't get any of the source material that he's adapting.
I agree. And then when it's something original, it's not, number one, not original. It's just ugly. And it's not clever. There's attempts at clever with the way in Army of Darkness, the way the zombies move. And it's don't care.
The only
it's
one
not original. It's not interesting.
I think if they exclusively made Frank Miller adaptations, he'd be okay.
Yeah, he'd be okay.
Because they have very similar.
That's where he needs to stick to.
Between him and Robert Rodriguez, stick to that.
Yeah, because the 300 was tailor made for him. Make it look ultra cool. Well, that was the whole point of 300, was to take a real gritty battle that was nowhere near as cool as they make it out to be and turn it into this bizarre, you know, almost a parallel world version of it or something with gay Persians and whatever the hell was going on there.
But Thermopylae is a pretty interesting battle if you look into it, but
it is.
It doesn't have all that weird, whatever the hell is going on in 300 with the hunchbacks and Xerxes or whoever. Like, they didn't look like that. But
yeah,
it's a style movie.
I wonder how many kids
stylishly styled movie.
I wonder how many kids had to do a book report on or something, and they just watched 300. And then the muses danced and floated, and then they told. They told him to go fight the Persians.
Those are historical events.
This is based on real events.
Yeah. When you get your paperwork back, it's like, did you even bother to do any work?
Nope.
Or you get the one teacher who actually is a big Zack Snyder fan, and he's like, all right, you're getting an A, man.
Yeah.
I bought the Blu-ray.
Get it, man. I bought the Blu-ray.
You get it.
He's like, this is dark.
I didn't just do the DVD.
We're going in a different direction. We sound like surfers.
Yeah, so I guess that's a thumbs down for Army of Dead then.
Like I said, some movies you have to drink your way through. And I'm not even sure you're going to drink until it's interesting.
Kind of like the stream.
Oh, absolutely. I ran out already.
Yeah.
So we got to wrap it up. It's decision. Nobody says no. You have to start telling these people no every now and then. Why are you doing this? Don't do that. What is the creative? What is the decision for this look? Don't do that.
Stop
filming everything with an Instagram filter. It's not that hard.
Where
in the movie, that's the thing. The movie looks like it's filmed through an Instagram filter, and it's ugly.
Why do the zombies have cat ears? What the hell's going on there?
Yeah, cat ears. How come it's fuzzy, but it's super sharp up close? It's like, stop it.
Yeah, that was you know the guy that does the pitch meetings. Have you seen those?
Yeah, I know about them. I think I've seen part of one.
They're pretty good, but he talked about it's like, we're going to do everything with a really shallow depth of field so that, you know, the zombies are barely in focus unless they're like 3 inches in front of you. So it's like, okay.
Why? Just why? And the cast kind of sucks too. I'm looking in the comments now. Bautista's daughter, I hate kids or dogs in these kind of disaster films. It's just a cheap, tug at the heartstrings. It doesn't work for me. Stop it.
Did the daughter? Did the daughter do any gymnastics to kick a zombie out a window?
Kick the velociraptor. I mean, zombie off the second story.
That's right. That would have been awesome.
Well, Isla Sorna. I mean, Las Vegas. Oh, it's terrible. Stop. I hate it. I hate it since the 90s when they shoved that dog into the when Los Angeles is burned down or blown up.
Oh, yeah. Save the dog.
Independence Day.
Yeah.
And they're in the tunnel, and it's like, knock it off.
When are we going to get the zombie movie in which you have the softies in government roles and things who are advocating for zombie rights? Oh, you can't shoot those zombies. They're people, too. That kind of stuff. When are we going to get that?
You're talking about a movie. That's a movie right there. That would absolutely be a movie. It'd be a perfect horror film or science fiction, because those movies exist when you make them about something, when you put that kind of context or that subtext under it. Night of the Living Dead, one of the greatest horror films of all time. It's about the civil rights movement. It works. Do that.
Perfect. Perfect title. ZLM.
Oh. Ah.
You're blowing my mind up, man.
Drop the mic.
But there is not a filmmaker alive who could make it.
Well, there is, but there's not a film production company that would allow him. Hell, I'll make that tomorrow.
I would happily do it, but what filmmaker would be able to tackle that?
Kickstarter. Let's do it, guys.
Kickstarter.
Well, just take have to draw seriously. The comic book first, and then when it has that big audience built in, the studios will come running.
You know what? I would collaborate with you on that, Pops. A ZLM. That would be awesome. Zombie Lives Matter.
You know
four
what?
Issue limited series.
Just because his World War Z is a brilliant book, absolutely brilliant book, and I think Max Brooks knocked it out of the park. You get him somehow on that one, and you make ZLM. Just give him, let him go, give him ideas. Maybe I'd hate to bring in a writer's room or anything like that, but I don't think there's a filmmaker alive who could translate it correctly. Correctly, who could treat it with that sort of ominous terror that's just beyond reach. Oh, nobody alive could do it.
Okay, so everybody's going to call me racist for coming up with this because I'm comparing bloodthirsty zombies to blacks. That's not the point, guys. The point is one, most of the BLM activists that are causing most of the problems are bored, rich, white kids. So let's get that out of the way. And two, this is about how people react to things and trying to make things into something to make themselves feel better about themselves rather than looking at the way things are.
Oh, that satire will always...
You could play around with validation.
That's the satire, guys. Because I have to explain these things. You have to explain these things to the nth degree, or else somebody else racist, and then you're on your back feet all the time. It's not about comparing, a race to zombies. That's not it. That's immaterial. It's about how we react to crises, and where we decide the issue, or how we try to fix the issues right now, and how because I mean, if you're doing such a good job on your side, how come everybody's leaving your cities? I'm just saying.
I have now thought of somebody who could tackle this, and he's unfortunately dead, so it won't happen. But the author,
Zombie.
Terry Southern. I don't know if anybody knows who that is, but Terry Southern was an author. And he wrote, he worked with Stanley Kubrick to write Dr. Strangelove. And then he helped write a movie with Peter Sellers, which is also one of the bleakest comedies you'll ever see in your life after Dr. Strangelove, called The Magic Christian. But Terry Southern had a run as a... What's that?
I love The Magic Christian.
Oh, somebody knows it. Thank
Joyous.
God.
I do not, but I now I'm intrigued.
Oh,
you need to look up this movie and do an overlooked for it.
Oh,
I will.
We would have to do a show, the three of us, on Magic Christian after you watch it. It is that good. Yoda, it's got Peter Sellers.
Oh, yes, sold.
Ringo Starr.
Oh.
Yul Brynner shows up. Roman Polanski's in it briefly. And here's the best part. Part of the film, some additional stuff in the movie, was actually written by John Cleese and Graham Chapman. This movie, it's brilliant, and it is dark, and it is cutting, and it is mean. Terry Southern could write the zombie film we're talking about. Oh, he absolutely could. But the he's dead, so he Christian. Can't.
Let me see if it's streaming anywhere, and if it's not...
You might have to buy a hard
1969.
Copy.
1969.
Here it is. Come and get
come
it.
Come and get it.
Yeah, no, you can... You can
make your mind up fast.
Well, you had me at Peter Sellers, but then you put the cherry on top with Ringo Starr.
Oh, it's brilliant. I've been lost before, but never in Afghanistan.
the painting auction scene is the pinnacle.
Oh,
it
might be
Lee.
The height of comedy. Christopher Lee is in it. Yeah, he's Dracula.
Oh, my God. Roman Polanski is in it.
Uh-huh. Oh, it is
Roman, you're kneeling on the so set. Cynical. Here, just put this gag on. I'll be right back.
It's cynical beyond imagination. It's brilliantly funny.
It's gotta be if it has Polanski in it. Man. Yeah, there's a lot of names in here, aren't there? All right. Hey,
well, don't spoil any of the jokes for yourself.
You've sold me. Yeah, I will give it a try. And we'll make this yeah, this should be, I don't know, should I do an Overlooked or should we do like a watch party or something on it?
I think we should do a discussion on it because I think it's that important.
Okay, let's do it next week.
We all should rewatch it and have it nice and fresh.
Can we do it next week? Because I'm going to be here.
I got to know where it's streaming or whatever. I don't possess a hard copy, but.
I'm sure you can find it.
To the internet.
On the high seas.
Get onto the internet of things.
I might just have to eBay this one.
Oh, yeah. My God. No, you might
you
as well.
You can find it on Prime. It's streaming on Prime. You just need to buy it there, but it's only, you know, a few bucks. It shouldn't be too
much. Just do that then.
Oh, my God. That movie is funny beyond imagination. But Terry Southern, what I was getting back to. Terry Southern could write that kind of biting social commentary, bleak comedy that ZLM would require.
Yeah, because it's really about how. I mean, what is the real, the theme or the point to something like that would be how our media and our intellectual class and our government would mm-hmm. respond to something like this because people lost their minds on Twitter.
I've got an idea here. I think we need to get Edgar Wright on the phone. Tell him we've got an idea for a Shaun of the Dead sequel. I think it would work in that universe.
They probably would. I could see that.
None of these Hollywood bastards would even touch it. Maybe.
No.
But they wouldn't. I guarantee. Nobody has the guts to touch something like that.
And no, not at all. Not anymore.
If it's done right, it could be extremely funny.
Oh, yeah.
Like a 1 in 100 chance, though. Of doing it right.
We give
came
you that
up with it. It's I think it's
it
up
can
to
go
us,
off the rails pretty easily.
I think it's up to us. We have to get it done. Just do it.
We're gonna get black bagged.
Yeah. I think there's somebody at YouTube hovering over the button right now. Motherfucker, I'm gonna
I didn't make your connection bad enough, it appears.
This is going down, I swear to God.
Yes, it's going down. This fire will not rise.
That's right.
But man, oh. Hey, you got me thinking about that.
I'm going to give this a watch, Magic Christian. I think my favorite Monty Python is probably Holy Grail. But there is a case to be made that the best and most biting satire is Life of Brian.
Yes. I think you're absolutely right. Holy Grail is the most Monty Python movie of all of them.
It's fun, but it's nonsense.
The most movie. Oh, yeah. That's absolute nonsense. It's infinitely quotable, too. The Life of Brian is an actual really good movie that would exist on its own.
Yeah. Well, there is a scene.
You wouldn't need to know anybody is it.
There is a scene in there that is so prescient now because they have I don't know, it's one of the Israel Liberation Front or the Liberation Front of Israel, you
People's
know, they were
Front of Judea.
People's Front of Judea, yeah. And the Judea People's Front. Well, we're the People's Front of Judea. We're much better, you know. But they're sitting there.
Popular front.
They're sitting there talking, and the one guy says, I want to be a woman. It's like, well, you can't be a woman, you loony. It's like, well, I want to be. It's like, well, who are you to say he can't be a woman if he wants to be? Because he can't. He wants to
have babies.
You can't. I want to have babies. Well, you can't have babies. I wish you could, but you can't. And it's like, oh my God, this was a. We're living in a Monty Python sketch now. We're living it.
Where are you going to keep it? In a box.
Yeah, freaking loony.
Oh my God.
I'm like going, oh my God. I watched this like recently and I got to that sketch and I had forgotten about it. I was like, oh my God, 2020 is a Monty Python sketch.
Cancel Monty Python.
Somebody running the Matrix flipped something, wrote some code, inserted a Monty Python sketch, and we're living it. Son of a bitch.
Brilliant. So you have to look it up. It's a brilliant, brilliant movie.
It is. I would say Life of Brian is brilliant. I will look up Maverick Christian.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's absolutely brilliant.
Because if it's got that kind of pedigree to it, I give it a shot. I've still got to finish up. I still got to finish up another James Bond. I got to do the Disney Hollywood thing, and I've got to do now. I've got a new. I may do an Overlooked on it either way, but we'll definitely talk about it. Maybe I'll stick our discussion and pieces of the best parts of the discussion in there and.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what you call multi-level marketing, baby. That's where you're covering all the quadrants, you know. I'm putting in our streams into my Overlook sections, you know, and I'm getting all kinds of people. I have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about.
You mean pyramid scheme?
Sure, why not? I don't know what I'm talking about. I have no idea how to market properly. Thank God GC is taking over our Facebook page and doing some Twitter because it was getting pretty bad there.
I wouldn't even know what to do.
I had no idea. I don't even the only reason I have a Facebook page right now is so that I can access our Facebook page. I have never That's had one up until then. And I don't use it for anything else.
If you were ever somebody who had one and then realized it's time to get off this thing, the day after or the minute after you get off of Facebook or Twitter, it's a new day. Everything feels brighter, happier. It's just wonderful.
I did get rid of my Twitter account. Now, I still have Drunken Yoda 1. That's a new one that I use just for this. But I did get rid of my old... my old account. Whoops, trying to adjust this. I keep getting my green screen is not doing as well as it should, but I guess that's as good as it's gonna get. But I got rid of the old one that I had since like 2013, and I used it to just push out tweets of from RSS feeds and some various blogs. There's a lot of political bullshit. And then I would get on there and just, you know, react to morons and just,
yeah,
you know,
it's an angry, awful place.
Just angry. And, you know, if I stayed on there for more than 10 minutes, I'd just get frustrated, angry and stuff like that. And I finally went, you know what? There's no good that's coming from this. I'm not changing any minds. I'm becoming a worse person just being on it. I'm letting all my worst instincts come out on it. This is as much as I hate this overused word, this is a toxic sewage.
Yeah. Oh, it is. I was there for Cubs stuff and it got awful.
It's horrible. Yeah.
Yeah.
We try to push out stuff on for Last Movie Outpost on it, but Honestly, I don't spend a lot of time on it. I think we got a lot. Nah. I think there's a lot more positivity. Much as I don't really like Facebook, there's at least a lot of positivity out there. People can go into groups, like-minded interests and that sort of things, and maybe they have meetups. There's some positivity going on there. I'm sure there's arguments and shit, but it's not just arguments and shit. Twitter is just arguments and shit. That's it. There's mostly nothing shit else good going
emphasize
on
there. Emphasize shit, bold, and italics.
There is one good thing I saw for Twitter, and it was during the Iranian Revolution that we completely muffed on and didn't help them when they were having it.
Ignored?
Ignored. This is way back when. But when things were happening, people were tweeting on the ground, you know, people in Pakistan or some of that kind of stuff, when something bad was happening and could get you firsthand knowledge of some crisis or something like that. I think Twitter is good for that. That's the only thing I think it's good for. But even that, then it's probably doing some sort of fucking crisis where people are dying. So it's still depressing as hell. It's just, at least it's informative, I suppose. But I mean, journalists now, that's all they don't go out and interview or get out and find the story. They just search bullshit on Twitter and then they retweet it. And then other people source the tweet and it's all just a big circle jerk. There's nothing.
Don't forget hot takes.
Good.
People showing off their lightsabers.
Hey, 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 hey. I'm doing that on YouTube.
Ooh. Check out Yoda's OnlyFans for hot lightsaber action.
Right. That's right.
Oh, we're going to get a free sneak peek.
So then I saw the Millennium Falcon that first time, and it was like, say what you will, you jealous fuck. You know you want one of these.
Yeah, everybody wants a lightsaber that makes
so
that
nice.
What the fuck?
Are you paraphrasing Chasing Amy?
Did you put it? What happens
everybody
when they go into the pool?
That's getting
gifted on me, isn't it?
Yep.
That's going all over the discuss later. There you go. That's my gift to you, Outposters. Me trying to deep throat a lightsaber. I'm
I think we're off the rails at this point. So
I am Disney's bitch.
Yeah, you keep consuming. You take that lightsaber, you take it deep.
That's right, I will. I'm remembering the good times, you know.
Surprise hello.
When movies were actually about things and were fun.
Oh, movies are still about things, they're just terrible.
Yeah, I did have the and fun. That was a conjunction. And you mean it's both. Yeah. It has to be both.
Nah.
This is English 101 too. For you, Dom.
Waking up in the morning is a second language.
And I don't know if you have a first.
Oh, I do not. I do not speak bocce, and I cannot tell you about moisture evaporators.
Yeah, I mean, as much of a Star Wars geek as I am, I'm like, they've written all this stuff in this made-up space language, you know, and you're going, okay, what, where?
Made-up space language.
What am I supposed to do here? Where do I go? Where do
stand
I
stand to the right?
And then you go into where the shops are. It's like stay to the right.
Star Trek theme park. Where's that alternate reality?
Yeah, there was.
Everything's in Klingon.
There was the Star Trek experience over in Vegas, but they took that away, which is a shame because I never got to go there, but I heard it was pretty good. That was when Vegas was trying to be family friendly. And everybody said, what the fuck are you doing?
They still give it
Vegas.
The old college try, but
it's Vegas.
It's one of those everybody looks the other way.
You have a university where you can major in whoring. Why are you making this? You can get a degree in prostitution. Why?
Because it's Las Vegas.
It's Vegas. Actually, you don't do family shit there.
You know,
Vegas is
you gotta be PC these days.
City.
Yoda, you got to be PC. You can't call it prostitution. If you're talking about a college major, you have to call it women's studies.
No.
Yeah. You misogynist prick.
The women's studies is all about being a professional complainer.
I see.
Oh, you got your doctorate in Karen.
That's right. Yes, I got a PhD in Karen. Thank you. I did my thesis. My thesis is called "Get Me Your Manager and Do It Now."
I majored in "I'd Like to Speak to Your Manager."
That's right.
Am I getting
minored in charged here?
What'd you say, Pops?
Am I going to be paying full price on this?
Yeah, that's right. No, I won't take store credit, God damn it. Do you know who I am?
Do you know
if you can work that in there, man, you know. If you really want a stretch goal on that, if you really want to get some extra credit, work in sovereign citizen bullshit into it.
Oh my God.
You'll do great. I'm a sovereign citizen. I'm freely traveling. You can't do anything to me.
Well, yeah. ZLM will have a spinoff, you know, ZLM
Sovereign Citizens.
Stand Your Ground. Zombies were invading my house. I had to shoot them.
No, you had to run. You can't use your gun in your house.
Yeah, you have to run first.
This is New Jersey.
The back of the house.
This is New Jersey.
Or you could be in Arizona and just shoot them because you didn't want them on your lawn.
You can't do any of that stuff. If you're a government official and you're caught drunk driving on a riding lawnmower in the middle of town square, no problem. But you shoot an intruder.
Oh my God.
You're out.
There would be a scene where they had to get crisis response actors.
One at a time. Pops, try again. Start again, Pops.
Now, I was on an unrelated tangent. I always thought there should have been a Jack Ryan novel where he's like 75 and retired and his home gets invaded and it's called Castle Doctrine.
I'd watch that. And you know, Harrison Ford's about the right age.
There you go.
If Eastwood can make Gran Torino, I don't see why that wouldn't work.
I just want ZLM to have crisis response units. So somebody's been bitten and they're slowly transforming. So they send the crisis response unit out there and they try to talk the guy who was bitten into not turning into a zombie. And then when they turn into a zombie, they're mostly explaining to the family how this is their choice and you need to respect it.
What is he transitioning?
He's transitioning, and it's important for you to understand and respect what's going on here.
Sociological layer there.
Fucking massacred. Oh yeah, I think it'd be brilliant.
Yeah, you got to have like a command control. You know, you have all these people watching screens and everything. Sir, we have a zombie outbreak in Sector 73. Dispatch the social workers on their way.
They show up, like, the guy's shitting out blood and puking up all over his face, and they're asking him how he's feeling.
How are you feeling about this in this difficult time?
Sir, I'm going to need you to step back.
Do you have pronouns?
Yeah. This is a safe space. Thank God.
Oh, my God. That'd be brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
I don't understand. It's growing. We've dispatched so many social workers, and it's just nothing is getting fixed.
Send more social workers.
We established safe spaces.
How does that make you feel?
This is the this is the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zombie Zone, Chaz.
Chaz.
Two Z's this time.
Well, if we can't do ZLM, you'll have to call it CHZZ.
You know, that's even better. The Chaz.
That might be even better. Oh, yeah. And you have people who are trying to, like, help the zombies and feed them and everything. And they turn on one another because that's what all revolutions do.
I think that's our winner.
So some are not as desirable. Oh, my God.
There was a moment in there where the people in the Chaz were like tweeting out, you know, we've taken over. We don't need the government. Please send soy milk or something like that.
And then they desperately called for police.
Yeah. And then they tried to make their own farm, and they like threw cardboard and then dirt on top of the cardboard, and then tried to plant seeds in the dirt or something. They didn't know what the fuck they were doing. So there's got to be something we can do. And you know, like all these hippies go into the Chaz and try to plant you know, a farm, and then just get eaten, you know.
Oh, this would be brilliant.
So much fun. So much fun. We're going to get so many letters.
I think we've been banned.
I hope so.
We're just talking to each other.
Yeah, basically.
We've been demonetized.
We've never been monetized. We've been pre-demonetized.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's the way it's pre-banned. Pre-banned. Got quite a few playbacks here. We've only got 6 concurrent, but we've got a lot of playbacks, and who knows how many we got on Facebook. So all of you on Facebook that are watching, appreciate it. Those of you on YouTube, remember, like, share, subscribe, the whole 9 yards. We need all the help we can get. So I am going to talk to not George Lucas. He's put out some great videos for us, and I think we need to give him, and this is not just shilling, Dom. Tell me you watched his videos. They're pretty good. Those dulcet English accented tones of his.
He sounds very prim and proper.
Yes, he sounds so much better
about
me.
Yourself.
No, I felt much worse about myself, actually.
Made me feel a little bit nostalgic about episode 1.
So yeah. I'm like going, oh my God, I sound like I'm gargling hot asphalt. How does he do that?
Well, he's related to the king and queen.
I guess so. He sounds great.
If they have,
they're all related over there, Dom.
I'm going to steal some of his techniques. It's great. So I really like him. So.
And... Oh, well, why don't you ask him to dinner then?
Why don't you marry him?
Look, it's early stages. Okay, guys. These things take time. You know,
it's the modern world. We don't have time for that. Come on, get moving.
Swipe right, fucker.
You have to be divorced in 6 hours. Let's
just swipe right and get the fuck moving.
Literally.
that's not going to be the end of the human race. No,
not at all.
Well, guys, I do appreciate you getting out here. We went for about an hour and a half. After some,
I bet
it's about an hour and 12 minutes because we had some minor technical hiccups, which I will take full credit for. Blame.
Hold you responsible.
That's fine. I get that a lot. But Pops, you got any last words for the viewing public?
Please don't sue us.
Dom. Dom has nothing. Well, I would say that if anybody wants to make Chaz or ZLM, we now own the copyright. That's right.
Oh, yeah. You call us. We want to be at least executive producer.
That's right. God damn it. So I doubt that anybody has the balls to make it, but hey, what the hell. So thank you, everyone, for watching. Really appreciate it. And we will see you on the next stream.